Good morning, Astro Ponderers. I'm Tess with your weekly metaforecast to bring the poetry of the skies down to the actuality of daily life. This episode is for the week of Monday, September 14th through Sunday, September 20th. It's the final full week of Virgo season and a new moon is approaching. The night sky at the beginning of the week will show the new moon in the old moon's arms, so to speak, as the dark new moon sits in the welcoming light of the waning crescent. This is perceived thanks to the phenomenon of earthlight, the diffuse reflection of sunlight from the earth's surface and clouds. Also known as the moon's ashen glow, earthlight is quiet with potency, similar to a certain seasonal archetype we might know. Yes, Virgo, the quiet maiden, an earth sign whose light is the thoughtful and wholesome one of contemplation. Absorbed in contemplation, she is undivided in wholeness and vibrant in the long-forgotten true spirit of leisure. In his book, Leisure, the Basis of Culture, philosopher Joseph Pieper points out that the ancient Greek word for leisure was skol, which produced the Latin word scola, where we get our English word school. This was also their word for learning institutions. Schools were more settings of leisure, contemplation, and celebration than competitive deadlines and hurried eating. Their word for work was ascola, meaning not at leisure. Nowadays, leisure is looked at more as an unlikely indulgence if we are lucky enough to nab a few moments of free time. And even then, did we really immerse ourselves in that nice Virgo earthlight of oneness with the universe by choice of delicious contemplation? Did we manage to sit by the dock of the bay, watching the clouds roll in? After all, it is these moments, as Pieper points out, that great discoveries are made, be it Galileo watching the pendulum swing in a cathedral, or Archimedes screaming Eureka in the bathtub. Virgo connects to the widest reaches of the all in her quiet joys of leisure and contemplation. Pieper explains that leisure is not the mere absence of activity. He says, it is rather like the stillness in the conversation of lovers, which is fed by their oneness. Virgo's peace comes from this very alive place of total absorption and immersion into a moment, delicious and golden, electronegative as the earth or a waterfall, exquisite and simple. As children's author Dodie Smith said, contemplation seems to be about the only luxury that costs nothing. Mercury, the seasonal planet of perception, sails through the open airs of calming Libra. Soft eyes towards wider skies, as the serene trickster makes a dynamic square to Jupiter, the limitless wide-open blue of optimism. Venus, the romantic sweetheart in Leo, the sign of the sun, whose rays reach out to all of life with bountiful joy and affirmation. Joseph Pieper said that leisure lives on affirmation. And further, that the most sublime form of affirmation of the world as a whole is the fountainhead of leisure. Mars retrograde in Aries, the sign of the dawn. Here in the eastern part of the US, the dawn makes for the best chances to catch a glimpse of the moon's earth light. The retrograde red-hot will, in a rare moment of contemplation. Where is the action best directed after all? And what's that other gorgeous sparkling light in the morning sky? Why, it's Mars's true love, Venus, winking back at him, reminding him of the cohesive powers of fire that hold everything together from above. An eagerness transforms into a fiery trust in intuition. Jupiter direct approaches Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. A pragmatic optimism marches forth towards a summit of transformative self-reliance. As Pieper said of the contemplative person, he needs himself alone. He lacks nothing. Uranus in Taurus, the restorative electronegativity of the Earth. Neptune in Pisces, an ocean of emotion efficiently absorbed in moments of leisurely contemplation. The moon begins the week waning crescent in Leo, the sign of the child. A young and innocent sign in a wise old moon. The wealth of knowledge that children can teach us about the true spirit of leisure. As Heraclitus said long, long ago, time is a game played beautifully by children. Tuesday and Wednesday host an ever-slimming Virgo moon, the new moon in the old moon's arms, Can you see the ashen glow and feel a love-inspired need to know? By 7 a.m. Thursday morning, the moon is new in Virgo. Moon, sun, and earth align, with all of their gravitational forces joining together. The tide rises, pulling the waters of our dreams and feelings upward, all in the contemplative key of Virgo. With the supportive trine from Saturn, the planet of world, Virgo's earthlit mind takes the world in as a whole, an orientation towards the whole of existence, from where you are now, in this very moment. Nothing else needed, just an attentiveness, a loving attainment of awareness. By 3 p.m., she begins to wax the thinnest crescent in Libra, the sign of balance. In a day whose primary engine is in making living, a balance must be struck to, in Piper's words, reclaim our human dignity. His Manifesto for Leisure was published a mere year after the term workaholic was first coined in Canada. See what balance you can begin to cultivate, with eyes turned upward towards the wide open blue. By Saturday afternoon, she waxes crescent in Scorpio, the sign of power, and we have an old moon in the new moon's arms, new with a profound sense of power. Philosopher Colin Wilson says that all real power is spiritual power, or feeling power, just as all experience is feeling experience. Human dignity reclaimed and a crisp breeze through the trees. Reoriented to wholeness, a mind finally sees how it's growing in knowing and loving to know. In the Aquarian age, let's see where this goes. As always, happy astro pondering. For contact information and more, visit me at happyastropondering.com.